This is MSU Today. I'm Russ White. Welcome. Dr. John Buchweitz is my guest right now. He's an assistant professor and toxicology chief at Michigan State University's Veterinary Diagnostic Laboratory and in the Department of Pathobiology and Diagnostic Investigation. So let's talk about pets and toxins. What should we know?
Toxins are everywhere. Everything is toxic. It does depend on the dose. The dose makes the poison. We're exposed to so many chemicals in our everyday lives, whether it be food, whether it be things that we drink, things that we touch, everything in the environment, it does have a toxic potential, but it does come down to the dose.
And it's different for humans than pets, right? Which is why we need to be concerned?
Absolutely. Toxins, they are species-specific. What may affect a dog or a cat may not necessarily affect us, and vice versa.
During the holidays, there are some special things to keep in mind. What are some of those? Like several of the foods we enjoy are toxic to pets.
I just brought my son home from college last night, and we gathered around the table and had some dinner, and we had buffalo chicken wings. We were eager to, you know, sit there and talk, and you know, he got up and left the table. And of course, the rest of us got up and left as well. And sure enough, the dog did not leave the kitchen table. And she jumped up, and she had herself a nice little buffalo chicken wing dinner, and got violently ill immediately. So certainly around the holidays, people, their families, they gather. They enjoy food, they enjoy gifts, and in that, our companion animals are sitting there, and they are waiting and watching and enjoying too. But sometimes we lose track of those things that might be harmful to them when we least expect it. They are there.
So we need to be careful, obviously, all year, but like you say, especially around the holidays when maybe we're eating things we don't always eat. And the lovely poinsettias we see this time of year, we should be careful about.
Well, certainly plants do have a toxic potential to them. We look at them as nice decorative ornaments, but for dogs and cats, consuming them can certainly be a little bit troubling. They can experience a lot of different types of gastrointestinal symptoms, vomiting, diarrhea. They are not necessarily poisonous in terms of fatally poisonous, but they can certainly cause some distress for the animal.
And John, you want us to be aware of alcohol as well.
Oh, yes. Certainly alcohol is brought out quite a bit in the holiday settings. And you know, although we may consume it, we certainly don't want to be sharing that with the pets. It can be poisonous in the sense that it can cause a drop in blood pressure, it can change their sugar levels, and it can become fatally harmful for them.
And Jen, we're often advised, rightly so, to keep our medications locked up and away from children and, again, pets too.
Well, yep, absolutely. You know, during the course of your normal day, I'd expect that you, like myself, would keep your prescription medications locked away either in a cabinet or a cupboard. But certainly as children come home or your grandparents or your aunts and uncles or other extended family members come to the house, and if they have medical conditions that require medications, certainly you want to keep track of that. Again, animals are unique in their interest of something that's new that has popped up in their environment. So certainly we want to keep medications away from animals.
And with recreational marijuana now legal in Michigan, John, and people consuming it in other ways than smoking it now with edibles, some caution there.
Drugs of abuse, such as marijuana, although they are legally acceptable, we should be cautious about having them around pets. They come in many different forms, whether they are smoked or whether they are introduced into food items. We would want to treat them much the same as we would care about our children. We would not want them to have access to that. It provides a lot of the same types of effects that we would see in people, and it can be exacerbated in dogs and cats because they are smaller in body size. Therefore, the effects can be amplified.
And John, of all the things we've been warning about, if they do happen, what should someone do?
Most certainly they should seek medical attention, contact their veterinarian or veterinary emergency hospital. Here at MSU, the veterinary hospital is open 24/7, 365 days a year, and they are there to help your pet. If your animal does get into something that you're embarrassed about, that is not the time to be embarrassed about it. Certainly, you should divulge all the information. That way, the clinician can help your pet get better quicker.
So, John, summarize what we should know about toxins and pets.
Toxins are everywhere. Dose makes the poison. And certainly be mindful of your pets. And if you are concerned that your pet may have gotten into something that is quote-unquote toxic, reach out to your veterinarian and or call the Pet Poison Hotline, and they may be able to assist you.
John, thanks so much for sharing this important information with us.
Thank you. It was a pleasure being here.
That's Dr. John Buckwhites. He's an assistant professor and toxicology chief at MSU's Veterinary Diagnostic Laboratory and the Department of Pathobiology and Diagnostic Investigation. Much more online at animalhealth.msu.edu. And I'm Russ White. This is MSU Today.